Welcome to another episode of the Big MX Radio Podcast, brought to you by Racetech Suspension, as well as Fox Racing Canada, Guts Racing, Luxon MX, Moto Coatings Company, all those guys. Thank you guys so much for making this possible. Same thing with Fast Company. If you guys don't have a spoke torque wrench from Fast Company, you need to go do that because, those guys have amazing product and their flex bars are pretty impressive too. With me on the line, friend of the podcast, fourth time having him on the show, Devin Smith. Devin, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Hey, thanks for making some time, man. We are the countdown is basically done. Calgary this weekend, you're probably setting sail from BC in 24 hours time, setting up shop for the opening round at Wild Rose MX. You've got to be excited for this, man.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. We're leaving tomorrow morning. Got to pack up the trailer and get everything loaded tonight.
Nice.
And I'm prepared and ready to get the season started at Calgary on the weekend.
Awesome, dude. Couldn't be more pumped for you. It's going to be an exciting year. This is it's a new year, a new number, same motorcycle, but some new extra horsepower under the hood. Last year you rolled into the series number 48. This year you roll in number 34. That's got to be exciting for you. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. Last year I was able to earn my first pro number 48, and this year I was able to get a little bit better and 34, so super stoked on that. And last year rode stock bike the whole year, and this year when we were in California kind of started talking a little bit that it would be nice to have a little bit more power, so decided to invest a little bit into a pro circuit motor, which I think was one of the best ideas I've ever made. Really good motor, and the power difference is super noticeable, so super excited to ride that this weekend and see the differences it makes.
So that's interesting. Like, obviously it's been kind of like world renowned for many a decade, that pro circuit, especially when it comes to Kawasaki, they seem to really have those engines figured out. What was the sort of deciding factor as far as pulling the trigger on that engine? And obviously, aside from just having more peak horsepower, where is the engine a little bit more responsive and within your wheelhouse than you've had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, choosing motors, I mean, Pro Circuit, like you said, is really one of the most well-known motors. They're good motors. They've proven that they're, you know, really good. And while we were in California there, we stopped at Pro Circuit and they're about an hour away from where we were staying. So
yeah,
we just stopped by there. They gave us a bit of a tour and we just decided we wanted to go with them, and they got motor done within 3 weeks, and threw her back on the bike, tried it out, and a lot more power. Compared to the stock bike, it's more power everywhere. I mean, we practiced some starts on the last day I was there in California, and I mean, just the power difference from there, and you know, coming out of corners, accelerating, it's a way better motor everywhere.
Certainly. And being on the 250, like, you're not a really small guy, you're not a big guy by any means either, but you, like, coming off the line might be your most the spot where you probably need that horsepower the most, aside from maybe Gopher Dunes, where that 250F is going to be suffering. But safe to say that is something that very well could contribute to lowering that national number once again. Last year you had some career bests, you had some days that you could sort of hang your hat on, some days that didn't work out so good. Sounds like you're moving in the right direction, rolling into the season with a little bit more wind in your sails than years previous.
Yeah, this year I'm feel fully prepared going into the season, and I mean, the goal is you know, top tens. Last year I got one top 10 in New Brunswick, so you know, I was super stoked on that. That was the only top 10 I got last year, so hopefully I can make it consistent this year and earn a better number. But I mean, to me, it's not really all about getting a better number, really. I mean, I just kind of, top 10 is the main goal, and that's where I want to be.
So yeah, I was gonna say, what is the overall goal then, man? Like, I know this time last year when we spoke, you were really behind the eight ball as far as some physical stuff that you were dealing with, stuff completely out of your control. I would like to think a lot of that is completely in the rearview mirror, rolling into the season with momentum and more fitness. Just having been able to be on the bike, do the bike training, and just kind of do more of what Devin Smith is good at. Safe to say that's all true.
Yeah, yeah. Last year going into the season, wasn't feeling the best. What happened was, when I was at Club MX, just really bad acne, basically, on my chest and back, and it on my face as well. Basically, my whole body kind of swelled up from it, and really couldn't really even put my helmet on, and I had to go on some pretty heavy medication for about 2 months. That really, usually you go on a lower dose of medication over a long period of time, but because racing was coming up so soon, I went on a super high dose over a short period of time. And that kind of just like ruined my energy levels and strength and everything. So going into this season, I wasn't as prepared the last month. Really, I didn't really ride too much, didn't really do too much exercise. And four or five rounds in last year is when I started to feel a bit better, but this year I'm 100% best shape I've ever been in. Feel the fastest I've ever been, and good bike, good crew behind me, so yeah, excited to get it going, and confident that I'll get some top tens and get some good finishes this year.
Awesome, man. Well, that sounds fantastic. You're on the Kawasaki's again. Is 2024 model underneath you, or are we rolling out last year's bike?
We have a last year's bike. They're both new bikes.
Yeah.
But 23s and 24s are the same. But running a 23 for this year's race bike.
Yeah, and that's more than common. I remember that was extremely common even on, especially on the 250 Hondas in Supercross. Tons of privateers would be racing either even a year old bike, sometimes even a 2 year old bike, just because they had the parts for it. They had the plastics hadn't changed. Some internals obviously get changed out on a regular basis because you guys are putting so much time on it. But, that is super, super common. As long as the bike is fresh and firing on all cylinders, and obviously you got a brand new engine in there, that's going to put you in a right good position. And you've got a lot, like one of the things I love about your program, Dev, is that you have a lot of reoccurring sponsors. You bring on the same people that supported you last year. A lot of them are back this year, and you even add to that. From a continuity standpoint, working with, you've always been a Fox Racing guy, Matrix Concepts Canada has been in your back pocket, throughout your entire pro career, even as an amateur as well. How important and how nice is it to be able to sort of, know that, like, you know what you're working with, you know who supports you, and, they've been with you for a while. So that's important too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I got a big list of sponsors and, you know, lots of them, most of them have been with me since I first started, since I've been on, 65s or even 50s. Like you mentioned, Fox, Maple Ridge Motorsports, Kawasaki, they've been behind me since the beginning. So, that's a big help. And the past couple of years, I've been able to bring on some more sponsors, which helps out a lot now that I'm doing the Triple Crown races and you're traveling across the country and going to California and training and all that. So, happy to have a good group of people behind me.
No doubt. So, rolling into Calgary, it's a track that has been off the series, for a number of years. Excited to go back. What's your level of excitement to roll back into the friendly confines of Wild Rose?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Last year, it was raining pretty hard the whole time. But other than that, I've ridden the track once about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see what it's going to be like. Last year, they weren't able to do you can't really prep the track too much during the race day when it's pouring rain. So I'm excited to see what the track's going to be like with the fully prepped because the weather's supposed to be good. I think it's supposed to be like 18 degrees or something.
That's about as perfect as she gets for moto.
Yep.
So, and like level of excitement to not be going back to Edmonton.
Oh, can't even explain how excited I am to not be going back there.
Fair enough. I love it. So is it going to be you and your old man on the road again? Is your mom coming along? Or is she going to be flown in for the Eastern swing as she often is?
Well, it'll be me and my dad the whole time again.
Okay.
And my mom should be flying in for round two at Lethbridge.
Okay.
And then
Where is she flying in? Did she fly into Lethbridge or Calgary?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
I don't really know. Yeah, and then she usually flies out for Walton.
Yep.
I think she's going to fly out to... Last year she flew out to Deschambeau and then stayed for Walton as well.
Oh, okay.
But I know that she was talking about the other day maybe coming out to New Brunswick because she's never been out there before. So I don't think she's made a full decision yet, but might be coming out to New Brunswick.
Yeah, head out east. Why not? So what is it that you are excelling on the motorcycle here in 2024 that you could not say was the fact in 2023?
Well, I think the biggest thing I worked on with Rhino was body positioning and technique. And I think that's what I was lacking a lot last year was my form was off a bit. So every time I try and push myself or, you know, accelerate into corners more or whatever it was, just going faster, I would kind of, my positioning wasn't in the right spot to control the bike, to be able to go a bit faster. And, the first month with Rhino, that was basically all we worked on was technique and form. And just from, you know, just fixing form, it makes riding the bike so much easier. And, you know, your body doesn't get as tired and arms don't get as tired. So, this year I know my technique is way better. And I've shown that to myself. It's got me a lot faster and saves a lot of energy as well. So I think the form is what I picked up the most.
For sure. So like when it comes to fitness, I think this is something that people don't really take into account. Like obviously you can last the entire moto, but it also comes to the point where it's a safety issue. If trying to continue that pace at the pace in which you guys can ride, if you're not at your physical peak and if your arms are drooping like mine always do, or you're not squeezing with your legs like I never do, it becomes a point where you're no longer able to execute the maneuvers that allow you to go the speed that you guys are capable of in a safe manner. And that's how things can go sideways. I'm sure with some added fitness, you're able to not only go faster, but do it more consistently and continue on like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, towards the end of, we do 25 minute plus two, which at the end, it gets pretty close to a 30. So, you know, when you get to towards the end of a moto and you're getting tired and, you know, your arms start to hurt a little bit, your back starts to hurt, your legs hurt. It makes it harder to hold on to the bike and ride the bike at 100%. So, you know, that's having good fitness and everything will help with that. And like I said, again, body positioning, knowing how to ride looser. That was a big thing Rhino got me into doing hot yoga, which he swears that, hot yoga is going to help you ride looser a little bit, show you how to move around and not be so tight when you ride. And I've been doing that for 3 months now and it helps 100%. Like it's made a big difference with me. I do it almost every day now. And, not only just for, it's good workout. It's, good for everything really. So yeah.
That's awesome. So when it comes to the entire Canadian National Series, it's eight rounds. Overall, what would you say, which track are you most looking forward to putting some time on? And obviously, you're probably bummed that there isn't a race in BC, but is there a particular track on the circuit that you're like, yeah, I go good there?
Yeah, River Glade is my favorite track in New Brunswick. That's been my favorite track ever. I mean, I got hurt on it in 2022, and then last year, that's where I got my top 10. But ever since I rode the track 2 years ago. It was my favorite track. I just like the way it flows. It's kind of my riding style, I guess. But Riverglade is definitely the one that I look forward to every year.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I've never been to the Glade, but that's on my list of tracks to go to. What about a track like Deschambault? It's got that, if I'm not mistaken, that's the one that has that big natural double. Have you sent that jump before? Do you look at it and be like, how do guys jump that thing? Like, honestly, when I see guys sending that jump, I just see my rear wheel turning into a SpaghettiO.
Yeah, it's a big jump. Deschambault is it's a cool track. It's got lots of elevation changes and got, like, I don't know. It's got sand, hard pack, loose. It's got a bunch of different types of soil. But yeah, haven't hit that. That didn't hit it last year, but and this year obviously going to hit it. It's a big jump, but I mean, got to hit it. So yep. So I'll send it this year.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, with the Pro Circuit engine, I feel like that's the investment needed to be able to send that thing lap after lap after lap. Awesome, man. Well, like, I know you've got an impressive list of sponsors. It always gets longer. I know you're working with some local companies as well, which I love to see, companies that they want to see you be successful. So they're investing in the program. Run down those sponsors for us, man.
Yeah. Maple Ridge Motorsports, Bartek Construction, Tri-City Plumbing and Heating, Applewood Auto Group, Fox Canada, Matrix Concepts, Ride 100%, Mobius, Tyler Ross at Snap-on Tools, Showtime Detailing, Grandpa's RV, Rhino Power, Kawasaki, Seco C Covers, Pro Circuit, Mongoose, Sky Racing Suspension, and Two Under.
Two Under, there it is. The list, like I said, it gets longer all the time. You literally have to write it down to be able to remember them all. That's a good problem to have. Proud of you, dude. Like, when you were doing the negotiations with Maple Ridge Motorsports, how difficult were they to negotiate with? Like, is it at the dinner table where you're like, Mom, can you guys support me this year? And Sandra's like, I don't know, Dev. Like, how does that normally go?
No, it's pretty easy. Pretty easy. Yeah. Happens at the dinner table, I guess, a little bit. Yeah.
You just like slide your resume across the table there and be like, hey, Mom, you don't sign this. Maybe I don't pass back the mashed potatoes. Like,
yeah.
Fair enough. And I know you are you're part of the bovine community. You raise cattle. You have three right now. You said off air, you sold six at auction?
Yeah. Took six calves to the auction or 2 weeks ago. That would have been a bit too much work for everyone while I was gone. So it was kind of time to sell them anyways. So I decided to take them out before I left.
How do you just see these, like, these brown-eyed cows you've raised for 6 months and just be like, all right, you're gone. See ya.
That's pretty easy. Just seeing those dollar signs, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it does come down to the almighty dollar. But Devin Smith here on the Big MX Radio podcast. Always a pleasure, my friend. I'm going to get to the bottom of whether or not I'm going to see you in the beautiful city of Calgary, Alberta in, about 3 days' time, or if it will be in Pilot Mound. But within the next 3 weeks, we will see each other, probably exchange a high five or maybe a handshake.
Yeah, for sure. I'll maybe see you at Calgary, but definitely at Manitoba.
Awesome, man. Well, you have yourself a great rest of your day. Do not hang up just yet. But for podcast sake, we're going to cut things off right there.
Welcome to Best 42 in the land. All ages from kids up to grown men walk through the gates of the coal miner's daughter to make a point clearer than the creek water. Who's the best? Who's it gonna be in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee? Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the bell. If you can put it all together three times, this one where it all begins. Do what you gotta do. golf carts, pit bikes, and rowdy fans. Play the national anthem and everybody stands. Smell the smoke from the two strokes riding by. The 30-second card's on its side. Hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the field. If you can put it all together three times, this 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do for 20 plus 2 out at the ranch.